True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It is it's captivating the nation for so many reasons, but it's just the sheer randomness of it, in the sense of, my God, you just walk on a train and the next thing you know, some lunatic is a schizophrenic lunatic is with a criminal record, and then also the fact that it's random, yes, in the sense that you get on a train and you're dead, but also it's not random. It could have been prevented. It should have been prevented. It never should have happened. So that's why it's captivating so many people's attention today, and we will talk about it for sure. They addressed it at the White House press briefing today. Also, Senator Dave McCormick is going to join us today, and I'm excited to have him on the show. And I made the big announcement yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour. If you missed it, we have our next Politics and Pints event with Jack Carr. That's right. Former Navy SEAL, international, number one international best-selling author, Jack Carr, October 13th, at one of my favorite places to do an event, the Zlock Performing Arts Center, Bucks County Community College. Jack's got a new book out, of course, part of the James Reese series. It is Cry Havoc. What's unique about this book is it's actually a prequel to the James Reese series, because it's about his father, Tom Reese, in Vietnam. It's going to be an incredible night. I want to see you there. So go to 1210WPHG.com to get your tickets. And you got to do it fast. And here's the reason why. Jack Carr has a massive, as you can imagine, massive fan base, even outside of our radio station. So we're bigger than just a radio station, but you know what I mean? Bigger than talk radio, 1210WPHD. We helped Jack launch his career. We really did. We did an event. I remember the day back when we were in 400 Market Street. Those were the old studios that we were at. First, we were at Bala Cynwyd. I mean, I'm not going to go back in the history of when we were like DB and, you know, W. I mean, when I first started at WPHD back in 2010 as a part-timer doing the internet radio show during Phillies games, we were at 2 Bala Plaza in Bala Cynwyd. Then we left Bala Cynwyd. We went down to 400 Market Street. I became the afternoon drive host in 2014, a few days before my son Patrick was born, November 11th. So we're coming up on 11 years of me being part-time on the radio station. But I remember when Greg Stocker, who was my executive producer at the time, now my boss, we got this email pitch about this former Navy SEAL who wrote a book called The Terminal List. And I said to Greg, I said, you know what? Let's do an event with this guy. I got a hunch he's going to be big. And I remember that there was a host on the station whose name I can't remember. I just remember he was very bald and endorsed Barack Obama. I forget his name, like Merconish or something. Anyway, he had all these book events back then with all these big named authors. And I said, I want to be Jack Carr's guy. You know what I mean? Nobody knows who this guy is yet. Nobody knows who I am yet. That's going to change. Sure enough, it has. So he's huge. I'm still, nobody knows who the hell I am. But that's okay. I'm just kidding. I was on Fox News today. America's Newsroom. Nice. Good times. They did a walk-on. Yeah, you know what that is? They go, so Dana Perino teased the segment, and she said, our panel will talk about it. And then I walked on. They didn't have walk-on music yet for me, but they should. I'm going to negotiate that. If I ever get a contract with Fox, we'll negotiate that. I digress. Point is this. Jack has blown up. He got the Terminalist series picked up on Amazon Prime because Chris Pratt became a huge fan of the book and decided he was going to buy the rights to it, made the series that blew up on Amazon. Now he's got the Dark Wolf series on Amazon, number one. So he's got all these fans. And when he comes to an area, they buy the tickets like that. Point being, if you want to join us for our politics and pints, understand it's not just the Talk Radio 1210 WPHD audience. It's also open to Jack Carr's people. So get your tickets now by going to 1210WPHD.com. I'm excited to talk to him. He loves the Constitution, loves the Second Amendment, obviously. He hates the United States being involved in these forever wars. So we're going to talk about a lot of things that night besides just the book and his success, but we'll also get his take on the current events of the day. And I'm really excited about having the conversation. He's one of my favorite people in all these years of watching Jack's success. And he's massive now. He's got his line of gear, you know, he's got cigars and bourbon and hats and shirts and guns. And he's still the same guy, down to earth, humble, grateful. I love that about him. So I'm really excited to host him again and honored that he asked me to. I really am. I'm honored. Every single book he's done that he's done an event for, except for one, we've done an event together. And so I'm really excited for this. And I hope you'll join us for that. It's October 13th, like I said. So get your tickets today. I want to play a clip for you. This, as we start here this hour of the show, the big story brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. When it comes to complex dental surgery, you don't go to the closest dentist, you go to the best. Get your free dental consultation today by going to VeneriaDental.com. I want to play this for you. This is Caroline Leavitt was discussing what happened down. She discussed a number of different things today at the White House press briefing, but she was asked a question regarding freedom of speech. And I think it's really important that we don't forget that freedom of speech is still an incredibly important issue of our time. And we have to talk about that, and we can't let that go. And there are countries right now in Europe that are NATO members. There are countries that are in South America, Latin America, that are squashing freedom of speech. The United States has a lot of leverage here to do something about it. She's trying. Here's cut number two.
Freedom of speech is arguably the most important issue of our time. It is enshrined in our Constitution, and the president believes in it strongly. He himself faced censorship in his road back to this beautiful Oval Office here in Washington, D.C., so he takes this very seriously, as does, I know, the vice president of the United States and the entire Trump administration, which is why we have taken significant action with regards to Brazil in the form of both sanctions and also leveraging the use of tariffs to ensure that countries around the world are not punishing their citizens in this way. And at the same time, the president is, while he's leveraging the United States to safeguard our interests abroad, he's also making sure that freedom of speech remains here in the United States of America. So I don't have any additional actions to preview for you today, but I can tell you this is a priority for the administration, and the president is unafraid to use the economic might, the military might of the United States of America to protect free speech around the world.
Good. And that's what he should be doing around the world. Because we have a lot of influence with these countries. And why would we care about these other countries and their free speech? Well, it's because if we're going to be partners with them, whether it's NATO or whether it's trading partners, we should be doing things to ensure that they have freedom and they have democracy. I'm not for nation building. I don't want to see us invade a country and topple a dictator and instill our way on them. But hey, if we can help them get free speech, if we can ensure that as being, we can bring them into the modern world and bring them into the League of Friendly Nations, not an actual League of Nations like Woodrow Wilson envisioned. Great. Good. We should. Why not? It's part of NATO, and this is what Michael Schellenberger was saying, and we'll grab what Schellenberger, his point was in the question that he asked Caroline Leavitt today. What Michael Schellenberger, who was in the new media seat, was saying was, these countries, if they're going to be part of NATO, they have to agree to be democracies. They have to agree to uphold the freedoms of speech and the freedoms that we all enjoy. So if they're going to be part of NATO, then they have to uphold that. And that's critical, you understand. That's critical for us. And I see countries that are members of NATO and they're cracking down on freedom of speech. What are we going to do? Do we just turn a blind eye to that? I mean, we turn a blind eye to the UK and their way that they crack down on people and they arrest comedians for transphobic jokes? Or do we say, hey, NATO, not only do we make you pay your fair share, but we want you to uphold the principles of democracy. And those principles are freedom and their principles of freedom of speech. So, yeah, we can use our influence with that. We can use our influence when it comes to trading. And we can also use our influence where it comes to saying that we're going to do business with a country that has, say, a corrupt dictator like, Bolsonaro or somebody else like that. We have a lot of leverage besides military action. I don't want to see us using military action around the world. I don't want to see that. But I don't think there's anything wrong with the United States using the leverage we have to try to bring about more freedom and liberty for people around the world. As long as we're not imposing our military might on people. No problem with it. It's a good thing, especially with NATO, because with NATO, we have enormous influence with NATO. And if those NATO countries in Europe are rapidly watching their civilizations destroy themselves and rapidly watching as they trample freedom of speech, that's completely and utterly unacceptable. We cannot have that happen. No doubt about that. Another big story today that deserves a lot more credit is that, and I was sitting there on the set at Fox News at America's Newsroom this morning, shameless plug, when the news broke that again, once again, they had to, the job numbers under Biden, they had to revise them again. So all these job numbers that they propped up under Joe Biden, once again, they had to take those numbers away because they were fugazis. They were propped up, fake numbers. Here's Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, talking about that. Vastly inflated numbers under Joe Biden, cut number one.
Let me just say something about the revisions that came out this morning. And this was one of the biggest revisions in absolute terms in decades. And the benchmark year, March 2024 to 2025, shows that the job growth was vastly weaker during the Biden administration than ever previously reported. Between this revision and last year's, job growth was actually overstated by approximately 2 million jobs. And the Biden administration stood up here and vouched for that data and told you that data was real. And when President Trump calls into question the veracity of that data, like he did before he took the oath of office and even now as president of the United States, he was ridiculed for that. And turns out this revision proves two things. Number one, the president was right. And this is why we need new leadership at the Fed. And this makes it very clear that President Trump inherited a much worse economy by the Biden administration than ever reported. And it also proves that the Federal Reserve is holding our monetary policy far too restrictive. Interest rates are too high. The Fed needs to cut the rates because of the mess that we inherited from the Biden administration.
And we did. It was an absolute mess. And, the way they were able to cook these books on the numbers, it's remarkable to me. It really is. It's just amazing. Here's Michael Schellenberger, who is in the new media seat. Michael Schellenberger deserves a gigantic medal for so many reasons. He helped expose the Twitter files with Matt Taibbi. He was a champion for freedom of speech during COVID and a champion for trying to expose how the censorship state was in full gear, trying to shut everybody down. The other thing that Michael Schellenberger did was he put together a documentary recently exposing how the building of these massive monstrosity wind turbines are destroying the whales and the dolphins by driving them crazy with the sonar, the pounding of the turbines and the sonar mapping that they're doing is causing the whales and the dolphins to lose their blank, thinking that they're predators, and literally try to either beach themselves or drive into ships because they think they're being attacked. He exposed all that, put together this incredible documentary. Schellenberger has also exposed some of the biggest lies that were told by our government around COVID-19, lockdowns and everything else. He helped to get the word out about the Great Barrington Declaration. So he was in the new media seat today. He's got 2 million subscribers for his Substack and his podcast and everything else. So this is his point about freedom of speech today as he asked the question. Take a listen.
With that, I will take your questions. Here in our new media seat today, we have Michael Schellenberger, who is the founder of Public News with nearly 2 million readers and subscribers. Michael, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
And why don't you kick us off? Sure.
Thank you for making space for new media. Nice to meet all of you. Great to be here. I want to see if you could give some insight into whether the president is considering additional measures against Europe and Brazil, not just for censorship, but also for preventing political candidates from actually competing in elections. We've now seen in Romania, France, and now Germany with Joachim Paul, efforts to basically just prevent candidates from being able to compete in elections. The president has shown some concern around President Bolsonaro, who's being prevented from running. All of this is coming in the context of increased censorship of online platforms, of American platforms, and efforts to censor Americans. I'm personally being investigated under criminal investigation with my Brazilian colleagues for publishing the Twitter Files Brazil. We're very grateful that the president has imposed Magnitsky sanctions on the judge. Is the president considering additional actions given that it appears that they're going to end up with a conviction against President Bolsonaro, preventing him from running? Is he considering doing anything about this crackdown in Europe? I mean, it's shocking to see Joachim Paul, this mayoral candidate in Germany, the criminal indictment against him cites him, quote, saying that he loves the Lord of the Rings as reason why he's an extremist and shouldn't be able to run. So I just wonder if you could speak to that. And again, I'm grateful to be here. Nice to meet you all. And I'm grateful for what the Trump administration has done to push for free speech abroad.
Well, thanks for being here, Michael. We appreciate it. Freedom of speech is arguably the most important issue of our time. It is enshrined in our Constitution, and the president believes in it strongly. He himself faced censorship in his road back to this beautiful Oval Office here in Washington, D.C. So he takes this very seriously, as does, I know, the Vice President of the United States and the entire Trump administration, which is why we have taken significant action with regards to Brazil in the form of both sanctions and also leveraging the use of tariffs to ensure that countries around the world are not punishing their citizens in this way. And at the same time, the president is, while he's leveraging the United States to safeguard our interests abroad, he's also making sure that freedom of speech remains here in the United States of America. So I don't have any additional actions to preview for you today, but I can tell you this is a priority for the administration, and the president is unafraid to use the economic might, the military might of the United States of America to protect free speech around the world.
And the president has said that Brazil is engaged in a witch hunt against Bolsonaro, because from President Trump's point of view, he has said basically now, Bolsonaro was not guilty of anything except having fought for the people. And he told prosecutors to leave Bolsonaro alone and said he's a strong prosecutor who loved the country. You would say, well, it has nothing to do with us, except for you've got an American citizen like Schellenberger who's facing criminal charges in Brazil for exposing the Twitter files. So you see, that's why the United States has an interest in this, because one of our own is facing charges in Brazil because of the corruption there. And so, yeah, it becomes a priority of the United States of America if you're going after one of our journalists, one of our people for exposing the truth and they are trying to prosecute him. Yeah, it becomes our problem. So, I mean, we didn't ask for this, but if they're corrupt over there and they're going after Bolsonaro and the corruption is so obvious and then they're going after one of our own, and Schellenberger's a journalist. And hey, if you care about freedom of speech, if you care about freedom of the press, if you care about the First Amendment, you would not want a country to go after an American journalist. I mean, I think every journalist in the country would agree with that and say, yeah, no, we're all going to side and protect Michael Schellenberger. Unfortunately, though, you don't really hear that. Crickets around that. You don't hear them rallying around him because Michael Schellenberger is, even though he was always basically a liberal up until COVID, and that changed his thinking. It changed a lot of people's thinking. And Schellenberger has now become much more of a, I would say, libertarian and in his thinking, and obviously a free speech advocate. Well, he always was, but and really exposing the government. Well, if this were a guy who writes for The Washington Post who is facing criminal charges in Brazil for his reporting, you know the media would be all over it. You know the press corps would be all over it. So, and then, of course, Caroline Leavitt commenting today on the brutal crime in North Carolina that has just shocked the nation. Absolutely. This poor woman who fled Ukraine, tried to come to America for a better life, and brutally murdered in just what is a random and senseless and yet what could have been a completely preventable attack on a public transit system from a guy who evaded the fare, had multiple criminal charges, and was schizophrenic. So schizophrenic, in fact, that he was in prison, he would call the police and say that somebody was controlling his brain. So why this guy was out there walking around and free is just absolutely mind-blowing, right? Here's what she said. Take a listen.
Today, I would like to address the tragedy that has not received nearly enough media attention, the brutal murder of Irina Zarutska. Here are the facts that many outlets have shamefully and intentionally failed to report until President Trump drew attention to it. On August 22nd, Irina Zarutska was stabbed to death on the rail system in Charlotte, North Carolina, by a savage career criminal. This is a public transportation system that many in the area use every single day to go to school and work. Irina was on the train that night traveling home from her job at a pizzeria, still in uniform from her shift. This beautiful, innocent 23-year-old young woman was a Ukrainian refugee who had recently fled her country for a chance at a safer life and a promising new beginning here in the United States of America. But tragically, a public transportation system in a major American city was more dangerous than the active war zone that she left. The president and the entire White House are praying for her family and friends during this unimaginably difficult time. But while we extend our thoughts and prayers, we must also seek justice for this crime and call attention to this heinous incident. Surveillance video of the killing was finally released to the public this past Friday. It shows the alleged killer, DeCarlos Brown Jr., pull out a knife, get up from his seat behind Irina, and prepare to thrust a blade into her neck before the released footage gets cut. This is pure evil on full display.
And we'll talk more about that as we're waiting for a press conference from federal prosecutors in North Carolina. All right, quick break. When we get back, we'll talk to Senator Dave McCormick. We're going to ask him a lot of things, including deregulation, permitting, and the new facility right here in Philadelphia, what it means for all of us. But listen, I've mentioned going to Bob's Little Sports Shop. I love Bob's. I love all the years that I was on the radio and I heard Bob's poems about freedom and liberty and used to love them. And I've loved that shop for a long time. And you will love having an event at Bob's Little Sports Shop. I've talked about Bob's for bachelor, bachelorette, private parties. Well, add to that the incredible event coming up on September 27th. It is the Guys and Gals Combo Event with Individualized Training. That's right, Individualized Training, September 27th. Bob's offers both men and women trained instructors, private enclosed events that can host up to 30 people, book a smaller group, 10 or less, and you can do that during business hours and have your own instructor for shooting range fun. Just call Bob's for pricing and details. No alcohol or drugs permitted on premises. And ask about lessons on introduction to firearms, shooting, and cleaning classes. Bob's instructors are certified NRA and range safety officers. Firearms ID cards are not required for anyone attending events, and no previous experience is necessary. Bob's is the place to learn about firearms, especially for new shooters or anyone interested in learning about firearms ownership. Visit BobsLittleSportsShop.com, Bob's Little Sports Shop, my go-to place, and mark down your calendar September 27th for their individualized guys and gals combo. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Kidoki. All right, we got a lot going on here today, and obviously I am, if you're watching on the YouTube stream, texting like crazy because we got a million different balls up in the air, but that's how we roll on this show. We have Senator Dave McCormick coming up in a few minutes, so we're going to take another quick break in a few minutes so we can get the senator on. We are awaiting this DOJ update on the fatal Charlotte train stabbing, and we're absolutely going to take that live for you, no doubt about that. And I did want to play this for you. This is President Donald Trump reacting to the killing of this young woman, just awful, a man who had been arrested 14 different times, schizophrenic man, just mentally ill and an unspeakable act of evil. I mean, random and yet completely preventable at the same time. The worst, just nothing like it. It's the kind of thing that shakes you to your core, thinking, could that have been my daughter on a train? And you think she's just going for a ride on a train, and then she's dead. You know, it's the kind of thing, it shakes you because you say, could this have been prevented? Yes. And I know that there are bad things that happen in life. I get that. I understand that. But at the same time, when you look at something like this and you say, how did the system fail in such a way? The system failed because in these blue cities, they view these people as poor victims, and they say, well, you know, run free. And is the answer keeping this guy out of society? Yeah, I mean, it is. And whether that's in a mental hospital or whether that's in a jail, there are some people that should not be free because they are a danger to themselves and to others. And until they are fixed, and I don't know how you fix them, and maybe there are some people you can't fix. You know, sad to say, I mean, maybe there are people that are just so freaking gone and we don't have the medication for it yet or the treatment for it yet. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not. Although I do play one on TV. But when this happens, you say, how can something like this happen? This wasn't a fight. This is just a woman sitting there minding her business. And this guy has got a major screw loose, murders this woman, and then now she's dead. It shakes you to your core in such a way. Here's the president. This is cut number 10 from the Oval Office. Take a listen.
And here's a picture of it. This is the picture of it. And this is a picture of the woman, a beautiful young girl that never had problems in life, with a magnificent future in this country. And now she's dead. She was slaughtered by a deranged monster who was roaming free after 14.
Now, the New York Post today had an excellent editorial that I read on my way up to New York, and I want to share a couple of thoughts with you from this. Charlotte, North Carolina Mayor V. Lee. Well, you know what? I think we have the senator calling in. Is that right? I see that. Should we take a quick break? Or do you want me to go right to the senator? What do you want me to do?
Go right to him.
I will go right to the senator then if he's calling in. But it's an unspeakable tragedy. And obviously, it's the kind of thing that we need to get answers on. And if there's not going to be the kind of prosecution or remedy on the local level, then we have to see what federal intervention can be done here in these matters. But we have a problem in blue cities. We have a problem in these blue states. We have a problem in these places that is truly shaking America to its core. And I think every dad who has a daughter watched that and said, my God, how does something like this happen? You know, how does something like this happen in the United States of America? And they also watch this and say, if there are people out there who are so deranged and disturbed, how are they walking around on the streets? How are they on a public transit system? And if you're not enforcing quality of life crimes, if you're not enforcing the little things like fare evasion, for example, and this guy gets on a train because he doesn't pay and there's no cop there to stop him, and then something like this occurs, you really understand how just people turn around and go, how can this occur? How can this happen in the United States of America? So Justin, is the senator there? All right, take a quick 2-minute break. We'll come right back. All right, go ahead.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, let me jump right in here to Senator Dave McCormick joining us live on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Senator, thank you for making the time today. How are you?
Hey, Rich. How are you, my friend?
Great. Doing very well. A lot to chat about. I wanted to get your take. I know that we were going to talk about what's going on here in Philadelphia, but the brutal stabbing in North Carolina has got the nation talking, and you've talked a lot about crime, obviously. Did you want to share any thoughts on that?
Well, just what a tragedy. I mean, the fact that we can see that kind of violence amongst us in our cities is just evidence of the need for strong leadership to bring law and order. And that's happening in Washington right now with the National Guard. I live in Washington part of the week, and I can see a radical difference when leaders stand up and enforce it. The second thing I say is the media presentation of this. The fact that it wasn't presented as the tragedy, it was the unthinkable, is just as further evidence that, you know, most people aren't getting the full story of what's going wrong with America. The media is very biased, and we need to fix it.
Yeah, well said. Well said. I saw you were at the Rose Garden Club the other night with the president. The Rose Garden Club, the inaugural dinner, and you got the big invite. That's pretty cool.
I got the invite, and I sat next to the president. It's probably 108 people there, and it was tables of four. So I ended up sitting next to the president. He invited me to sit with him, and it was incredible. First of all, it's beautiful. Any talk of destroying the Rose Garden was completely not true. Every rose bush is intact. What he did is he put beautiful stone where the wet, soggy grass used to be. So if you're a woman, your heels don't punch through it. And put in a great speaker system. And so it was like a perfect night. The autumn moon, welcoming his guests to the inaugural night. And, you know, we had a chance to chat a bit. And the main thing we talked about was just the progress on delivering on the promises that the president made on the campaign trail and I made. And you and I have talked about the great things are happening in Pennsylvania with the Energy Summit, with the Nippon U.S. Steel deal, with Hanwha investing $5 billion in the Philly shipyard, 5,000 new jobs. The number one thing that I promised was we're going to do everything we can to create jobs for working families. And that's what's happening. One of many things that's happening under the Trump administration. And I'd like to believe that I'm helping a lot in Pennsylvania to make sure that happens here.
Well, you certainly are right here in the Philly shipyard, Senator McCormick. Let's talk about that and that big investment and what it's going to mean for our area.
Well, you know, it's just, first of all, you got to start with the problem. The problem is that the United States only has about 3% of global shipbuilding at a time when the world's becoming a more dangerous place, where we need, China's in the South China Sea, where we need LNG export capability, where our Navy is overmatched by China. We need to build new ships, and we don't have the ability in the United States. And what happened just earlier, I guess it was last December, was Hanwha, a big Korean shipbuilder, made an investment and bought the Philly shipyard. And they bought it for $100 million. I visited that three or four times. I took the CEO to visit Secretary Hegseth. I visited the shipyard with the Transportation Secretary. And we've been making the case that we need to invest in shipbuilding. I co-sponsored the Ships Act. And sure enough, Hanwha, as a result of the focus that the administration has brought, has agreed to invest $5 billion. That's 5,000 new jobs in the Philadelphia shipyard. These are welders, pipe fitters, electricians. These jobs are six-figure jobs. And most important, they're going to go from building a ship and a half per year to 20 ships per year over the next 5 years. This is a huge thing for Southeast Pennsylvania. It's a huge thing for America. And my guess is, we will see even more investment in the Philadelphia shipyard. There's another great company down there called Rhodes that builds components for our submarines and some of our ships. I've also visited there. This is a rebirth of shipbuilding in America and, you know, rebuilding our defense capability.
That's what we need. I mean, we really do. And why not, right? I mean, we got this great shipyard. It's right in our backyard. It's Philadelphia. We can reach the Europe and the rest of the world faster than other parts in the country when it comes to exporting our liquid natural gas and building ships and everything else. Why not make it the preeminent shipyard in the country?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the Koreans bring a lot of know-how here. They have one of the biggest shipyards in the world in Korea. And so in America now, we're going to get that next generation technology for our domestic shipbuilding. So, you know, one of the things the president said is we need to bring back manufacturing jobs, but they need to be state-of-the-art technology, next generation manufacturing jobs. That's what these jobs in the Philadelphia shipyard are going to be.
Senator, how concerned should we be about AI taking jobs as we're making all these investments in things like data centers and AI and the energy it's going to power it?
Well, I think the starting point is, first, I think it's, you know, we need to talk about the risk and the downsides. But the starting point is the AI energy revolution is happening. It's not like we can avoid it from happening.
Right.
It's happening around the world. It's a race with us and China for leadership. And I say energy revolution and AI revolution in the same sentence because they're very closely linked. You can't have AI development without energy dominance. You've got to have energy innovation to make it work. And Pennsylvania is unique in its ability to lead the charge in America, help win this battle against China because we have great natural resources, natural gas, nuclear power. We've got great skilled workers. So we're blessed in our ability to kind of meet this need and challenge. But like all change, it's going to be disruptive. You know, the things we need to worry about, we need to make sure that we don't see an uptick in the price of energy that's going to affect consumers. We need to make sure that we maintain clean water. We need to make sure that we manage this development well. The best way to do that is to have lots of energy supply. And it is going to be disruptive to certain types of jobs. And there was an analysis that just came out of Microsoft in the last couple months. I think it shows what I see in Pennsylvania, which I think is actually going to be opportunity and create a lot more blue-collar jobs because of all the energy infrastructure and all the data centers. Those are jobs for people to build those things. You can't do that with AI. And I think the risk in the near term, at least the foreseeable future, is going to be on certain white-collar jobs. These are like lawyers and things like that, where you can imagine how AI could fulfill 80% of the job. I was talking to the CEO of Microsoft recently, Satya Nadella. He told me that AI can now do about 80% of the coding that their software developers used to do. And now their software developers can focus on the 20% that's the most strategic, significant, so forth. For the time being, that hasn't mean they've gotten rid of any software developers. It's meant they're more productive. But you can imagine a time where this is going to take away certain jobs in the white-collar space, and we need to adapt. That's the way it always happens in periods of disruption. We have to adapt.
Senator Dave McCormick is with us. It's great to have him on the show. I was at your Energy Summit. I appreciated the invitation, and it was a great day. It really was. You are also working very diligently on permitting reform. That's been near and dear to your heart, right?
It really has. And, you know, we honestly didn't have a chance to focus on it here in the Congress until we got through the Big Beautiful Bill, which was, you know, the starting point, because that delivered on so many of the promises that President Trump made and that I made in terms of tax reform and rebuilding the military and securing the border and school choice and so forth. Now this fall, I think we can begin to turn our attention to permitting reform. And I'm cautiously optimistic that we're going to be able to, we need 60 votes in the Senate to make that happen. That means we need to get some of our Democrat colleagues on board with it. And I'm optimistic we're going to see some progress on it. We got a lot of work to do. The reason being is I think the politics around energy are changing.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened in my election, Rich, when you saw Harris and Casey, they didn't have a clear message on fracking and energy and the importance of it to Pennsylvania and other places. I think that's starting to change, and I'm hoping we can convince 60 of them, or 10 of, I guess not 10, I guess 7 Democratic senators to join our effort. If we can do that, we're going to get some reform through. We also need reform, permitting reform at the state level, and that's something that I continue to encourage the governor and others to do.
And Senator John Fetterman seems to be open to working with you on that, right?
He really has. He's been a great partner. We don't agree on everything. We have lots of differences, but on the things we agree on, he is just a great partner. And that's, you know, the fight against anti-Semitism, the need to secure the border, the need to stop the flow of fentanyl. And you're right. He's really become open-minded about energy and the need to find ways to work together to take advantage of that opportunity for Pennsylvania.
I'll tell you, I was with Senator Dave McCormick. I was with a guy who works in the nuclear sector the other day, and he was just thrilled at the president's deregulation around that industry, and also thrilled about the deregulation around natural gas and liquid natural gas export and that ban going away. Both of these things benefit Pennsylvania, but they also benefit the whole country. And as a guy who lives in New Jersey and watching how they got rid of our energy production in New Jersey, and now we have to bring it all in, our energy rates have skyrocketed. We need more supply. We all need it. You're working very hard to bring that to the country.
No doubt about it. I mean, it's By some estimates, our energy demand is going to increase by a factor of three in the next 15 years. And it is truly a source of national power to be a net energy exporter. And listen, the former president, President Biden, was just, in my opinion, deeply flawed on recognizing that. And I think President Trump has come in and done all the right things in terms of deregulation and focusing on the energy sector. And you're right, it's all forms of energy. So I'm in favor of everything that supplies energy to our grid and to our national security. I'm just opposed to subsidizing it. So some of the things that were happening with solar and wind, I was opposed to because it was creating inflation and distorting the market. But we need to double down. I was in a coal mine on Friday. We're a big coal producer. We are a huge natural gas producer. We're number two in the entire country on energy production in Pennsylvania. We are an energy state, and that puts us in a great position to win this battle. And you know, Rich, I try to talk to my colleagues in Pennsylvania about this. We're in a big fight against China, but we're also in a battle with Tennessee and Virginia and Florida and Georgia,
yeah,
because they're trying to compete for this investment too. And so we got to be smart and make Pennsylvania the most attractive place in the country for this new investment. If we do, Pennsylvania is going to continue to rip on this this renaissance we're seeing, which I think is going to be absolutely great for Pennsylvania, and make sure our kids stay in Pennsylvania or come home after college.
Before I let you run, you're chairman of a very important subcommittee in the Senate that deals with foreign relations. And this is also everything we're talking about right now is a national security imperative, because if we can be supplying Europe and other countries around the world with our natural gas, then they're not buying it from Putin. And that's just everybody wins with that.
Absolutely. And, you know, listen, it's a critical part of our national security. It's a critical part of our economic future. It is a win-win-win for everybody. And you know, this isn't, in my opinion, a Democratic-Republican issue. This is something that is truly at the core of the Commonwealth's future, and that's why I've been such a big proponent.
Oh, good. Keep up the good work, Senator. It's great to have you back on the show. You know, it's funny, the Rose Garden, I thought about this with the paving. First thing we did when we moved into our old house with the soggy backyard was put pavers down. It's just a no-brainer.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was beautifully done. Beautifully done, as you might imagine. And the president was making a special point. He said, I wanted to make sure the stone matched the color of the White House so it would be beautiful.
And no scratches.
No scratches.
No scratches on that stone.
It looked great. And the renovations are not done. He was describing the ballroom and the east, you know, that's going to be added onto the east wing. Now, one thing that I just want to make sure the listeners know, none of this was with taxpayer dollars. So President Trump's paying for this out of, you know, various accounts, monies he's raised, personal monies, the flagpoles, the Rose Garden, the new ballroom. All of this is in the people's house, in the White House, but not paid for by the taxpayer dollars. The president wanted to make sure that it was paid for by other means, which I thought was also a great thing.
Senator Dave McCormick, thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Rich. Good to be with you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen, when it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind, and craftsmanship are paramount. That's why Emmons is my go-to contractor for roofing and siding and windows, and they even have a new bathroom and kitchen remodeling division. Listen, Emmons is going to make your home great. It's going to be stunning from the curb, energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements that you know are coming in probably just a few months. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials, American-made roofing products. That's right, baby, American-made roofing products, and the finest great people working on every project. I've gotten to know Emmons very well, 12 years in two different homes that I've owned, and they've done great work for me. They started with the roof. It's such a great job. I said, let's do the windows. Replace the windows, did some doors, and then they remodeled our kitchen and our bathroom. And Bridget was thrilled. And happy wife, happy life. So make sure you reach out to them today, okay? So whether it is a durable, lifetime-warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. So don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding. Make sure you tell them I sent you. You're going to love the work. You're going to love the craftsmanship, and you're going to love how much it improves your home inside and out. Only go with the company that I trust. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. How's that Jersey Shore house doing, by the way? Make sure that roof is good. Get a free inspection by Emmons and do it now before winter comes. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.